Kim, I mean, just how's it feel to be back in spring?
Pretty surreal. Just have been a long time coming and just fired up to be back with the guys. It was great and just, yeah, phenomenal day.
Spending time on the sidelines like you did, you were still very, very involved in what was going on. How much can you learn by just sitting back and, you know, being a bystander for a while? And I know that the coaches really lean on you for an opinion, too.
You kind of just get a better understanding of football, knowing that it's more so about getting first downs and stuff like that rather than always trying to go get a touchdown in those situations and really how play calls are going to be coming in and stuff like that. And that's really my main takeaway, to understand and just to see what the quarterback is going through and kind of his operation and just what I can take away and apply to my own game.
Was there a specific time throughout the course of the season where the light went on and you thought, you know what, I'm going back?
Kind of later in the year, and just kind of nailed it out and just felt really good about that decision. And, yeah, just happy to be back and just fired up for the season, really.
How close to 100% do you feel like you are?
Pretty dang close, yeah. I don't know what exactly 100% is always, but, yeah, I think I'm close to it, yeah.
Was it a hard decision to come back, or kind of what were you looking at that time?
I feel like there's just meat left on the bone right here that I want to go finish that and just really make sure that we can go win a championship and go to the playoff, and that's really my goal this season. And I think we got a great team around that can help me and just make a lot of plays for me, so I think we're in a great position to do that.
Breaking back in with guys that you know well too, like Brandt, Mackay, who are just chomping on the bit to get back in it too, it's going to be nice to have a support system with you.
Oh, absolutely. Whenever you can go play with guys that you have that chemistry with already, it just makes it that much easier, and even adding some new additions just makes it just that much better. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. You seem to keep yourself busy on the sidelines, like I said.
Yeah.
Brandt looked kind of lost, like he was pissed off not being out there. Was that hard on him, and when did he tell you that he was thinking about coming back too?
You can ask him that.
Okay. Yeah. Very good.
What are some of the guys that have standed out in like your eyes in just a little bit of time?
This guy right over here, I got Dorian right here. He's a phenomenal player. Got a great rapport going so far. Been throwing the ball a ton, and he's going to make some big plays along with the already phenomenal and talented receiver room.
Schedule's going to look a little different with, yeah, you know, going to the Big 12. You have a little bit of familiarity there, I guess. So, you know, what are you excited about?
Just to get back on the field, really. Go play. That's my main focus, just getting back on the field and scoring some touchdowns with the guys again.
Doesn't matter who it's against.
Doesn't matter.
No. Cam, talking about getting back on the field, seemed like you really relishing it every time you were going on some of those runs today, man. How was that feeling? How was that feeling just getting out there and just being able to do that, being free?
It's always a great time. Just standing back and watching is never a fun thing. When you can go out there and try to make the plays yourself, is going to be better. And, yeah, just great feeling. Just happy to be back, really.
So last year there were some players that kind of stood out, like Landon, who kind of popped onto the scene. How excited are you to play with, like, Landon and some of those other guys?
Fired up. I mean, I've been throwing with them for a while now, but just to do it in a live situation and get them the ball is going to be a great time, and just I know they're going to make some big plays, and I'm excited to see what they can do.
How are you starting to build chemistry with some of these new transfers?
Just throwing the ball as much as we can and just try to go over our plays as much as we can so that they're flying around making plays and not thinking about what we're doing and just how we can do it better.
Coach Witt and Coach Ludd are two big components of a veteran coaching staff. How big a difference does that make?
It's all the difference. I mean, they know how to orchestrate it and how to make sure that we're practicing right, we're not going too hard or not doing too little. So having that and that knowledge and just football is unbelievable, and that's why I'm excited to have those guys, and I know the whole team is as well.